Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Anna Oyelita, says there are structures in place to address gender-based violence. Speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point last night, Mrs. Lisa noted that all forms of gender-based violence, including marital rape, which is on the increase, must be reported for redress. She says though the Constitution protects the rights of everyone, it does not guarantee supremacy over anyone.
If only the men would report, because for both women and men, it shouldn't be difficult to report or to describe psychological violence. I can tell you, if you report to DOSU, they will investigate and address. And it is not there. Domestic Violence Act allows for mediation and arbitration, even at the court level. And so that avenue is there, and I know DOSU applies it too, especially when it has to do with the married couple. So it's actually up to whoever is suffering psychological abuse to report. The Constitution protects everybody's rights. That is what our Constitution says. And so women are also, and men are also protected. The state of the law now is that marital rape is a crime.
A gynecologist, Dr. James Clayman, is of the view that if fathers should lead practical and exemplary lives, young ones will emulate. This will help reduce marital rape cases recorded in the country.
Men have a great role. Let's say if you are a father and you wouldn't like the next generation of females to be abused, and you have a boy in the house, you as a father can lead a practical life. If you want, most times, although on the Christian side they say the woman was to be a helpmate, she now become the beast of burden in the house. So if you would like your son to help the wife, then you, the father, also should give an example, you know, helping the mother. And normally, as abuse is transferred from generation to generation, good habits also is transferred from generation to generation.
Gynecologist Dr. James Clayman.